All right, let's get started. Hope everybody's having a good day. What I have for you today, the title is How to Be Stable in Ever-Changing Winds. And our verse is James 1, 6 through 8. And it reads, "But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do." So, have you ever made a tough choice, and then the moment you made the decision, you started doubting yourself? You struggled with it, you agonized over it, you kept asking yourself if you did the right thing? Well, I know the answer is yes, because I've done that too. Everybody has. But the Bible says when you do this, you're like a wave pushed around in a storm. You have so many doubts, and you get tossed about because you're depending on your own wisdom and not God's. That is why God wants you to ask him for guidance before you make a decision, and then trust him in his goodness once the decision is made. But I don't know about you, but for me, I struggle with that because it's not like you can call God up on the phone and lay out whatever the issue is and God give you an answer. That's not how it works. What I've seen happen when I've had things in my life or decisions in my life is God throws up roadblocks that make you go around, that makes the path not as smooth when you're taking the path that he doesn't have for you. I've just found that when I'm following God's will, that it just is smooth, that things just fall into place like they're supposed to. I wished it was an easy yes or no, but that's just not how it works. But when you do seek God's wisdom for your decision, he sets you free from second-guessing yourself. Because if you feel like it is what God has you doing, there's a peace about that. Here's the good news. Even if the winds keep changing and the future looks uncertain, you don't have to be blown to and fro. Put your faith in God and God alone. Otherwise, James says your loyalty will be divided between God and the world. In some translations of James 1:8, this divided loyalty is rendered as double-minded. This comes from a Greek word that means two-souled. S-O-U-L-E-D, two-souled, having two souls. It's about being pulled in opposite directions. It's about being indecisive, wavering back and forth. James says you shouldn't expect God to give you his wisdom if you're not constantly second-guessing yourself. Let me read that again. James said you shouldn't expect God to give you his wisdom if you're constantly second-guessing yourself. Double-mindedness creates an unstable spiritual life. It blocks your prayers and keeps you from receiving God's wisdom. God wants to give you wisdom. When you trust God in uncertain times, in all times, he will give you everything you need to make wise decisions. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We do seek you, God. We seek your guidance. We seek your wisdom. God, we just pray that, God, when we do seek your guidance, God, that you make that choice clear for us. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for our company. Thank you for our team and our family. God, we just pray your guidance in all we do. We love you so much. We thank you so much. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.